The Electoral Commission EC is inundated with threats of lawsuits following its disqualification of 12 presidential hopefuls. The APC, NDP, GCPP and IPP are some of the parties threatening to take the EC to court. The shock that the disappointed parties got from the EC's decision has made some of them react angrily. Flag bearer of the GCPP, Dr. Henry Latte, said he'll head to court if all attempts to get the EC to reverse the decision fails. In a statement, Dr. Latte said the reasons given by the EC for disqualifying the GCPP are untenable because the party did what the EC claims it did not do.
We're going back to the Electoral Commission. They said they disqualified us because they could not see our details, but everything was with them. So how could they have lost it and then disqualify us? So we are going there now. If you can tape that, tape it, my friend, because that's what we're going to do. We're going to ask how could they possibly have lost our details and then disqualify us on it. We took all the documents to them. They themselves are receiving it. They said, oh, we couldn't find some of this. Oh, we've seen it. And then they got us to sign where we had to sign with all the documents. If they lost it, how could they disqualify for losing our documents? How could they? How could they possibly do that?
So what happens if they insist that what they have done is the right thing? Will you go to court?
We get all the documents. Cameras were there. They saw everything. How could they have paid if they don't have our details? They had all the details there. Everything was with them. Then we're going there now for them to look for it. If they don't look for it, then we'll go to court for them having lost our details and trying to ban us from it. Because it's not fair when you've done everything right. And then they say, because you don't have your details, they take it that way. No, it's not correct. We've done it. We've signed everything. Everything was done right in front of them. And we left all the details with them. They've lost it, they should look for it.
But did they write to you officially or you heard it on the media?
No, we heard it on the news, so we are going there to find out. We just heard it on the news. Every presidential and how they lost it. And also we lost it because of they said they have me and my running mate details. They had everything there. They had everything to them. So if they have lost it, they should look for it. Believe it, I'm disappointed at how such a thing will happen. How could you lose the details and then disqualify the person for losing their details? It's not really right, is it?
The national organizer of the IPP, Jerry Wusu, who also threatened court action, said the party will not accept the EC's decision. He said the EC has made a calculated attempt to exclude some parties from the race.
I'm not going to accept you saying something went wrong because nothing went wrong. It was deliberate something from the...
Why do you say it's deliberate?
Yeah, because you gave us form to go around the nation and it just come out this afternoon that three of our people and those another candidate, so you are disqualifying us. That doesn't make sense at all. If should ask, can I go around all the candidates and then ask them to give me a nomination form to sign or to check if any of our people and those any other person. You know, some of these things, if they happen, you just sit down and you'll be out, lady is trying to get some people out from the election. That is the reason why she deliberately did that.
That was the national organizer of the IPP, Jerry Owusu. The APC has also reacted angrily, saying its last resort will be the law courts. The youth organizer of the party, Mordecai Tumbianu, told newsmen that the APC is optimistic that it will be on the presidential ballot paper come December 7.
The message from the Electoral Commission, we in the APC camp has taken it so lightly because we are very much aware that something obviously is wrong somewhere. And in fact, the enumerated stepping reasons as to why we have not been able to go through and in other words, why we have been disqualified. One of it is the fact that two people signed for us, and the same two people signed for the PMC. And then the second reason is that they cannot identify Dr. Hassan Ayarga as a Ghanaian. Thirdly, Dr. Hassan Ayarga cannot identify his location, where he comes from. And they finished with that after the press conference and then said they had issued letters to all the political parties, which in actual sense, we have not even received a letter from the Electoral Commission. We just got the letter some few hours ago.
What was in the letter, if you can't tell us?
What was in the letter totally is different from what they said after the press conference of disqualifying Dr. Hassan Ayarga, the presidential candidate of the All People's Congress.
What next for the APC?
We are very much optimistic that the EC is making a big mistake, and we know for sure as we follow through the legal procedures, we are surely going to come back to the ballot box as well. So we don't even think of endorsing any political party for now.
Youth organizer of the APC, Mordecai Tumbianu. The NDP also accused the EC of deliberately acting to exclude some parties from the race. The Secretary General of the party, Mohammed Frimpong, said the NDP will resort to court for redress.
We see this as a very serious nuisance to our political journey. But more importantly, the EC has violated its own laws. That's Section 9 of CI 94, which obligates the EC to give candidates opportunity to rectify any anomaly in the registration process. If it violates its own laws, then it's what we call a justiciable case. It must answer this in a court of law. We are going to move until at least court of the land decides that we should go on, or otherwise we're really going to fight it before the court of law. We think that the Electoral Commission is lending itself to the perpetration of creating a repressive oligarchy, which is dangerous. You know, it's very, very dangerous to our nation. I mean, we've seen a lot of governance roguery all over Africa, and it is rearing its ugly head in our country.
Yes.
We must rise up and stop it immediately.
Absolutely.
NDP Secretary General Mohammed Frimpong.
Meanwhile, the EC's decision to disqualify a number of presidential candidates has sparked debates across the length and breadth of the country. Speaking on GBC's current affairs program, News Special, the presidential candidate of the IPP, Kofi Akpaloo, said he did not flout any law in filling his forms. He said the EC has no basis to disqualify him.
Me, sitting here, I have two signatures, and I don't think it's criminal.
Lawyer, is it not criminal?
There's no law in this world that says you can have one signature.
Mr. Paloo, I think that's a very dangerous statement.
Yeah.
You see, I have two signatures. It's my choice.
No.
It depends on the document I'm signing at any point in time. It's my signature. You know, it's my signature.
So you can identify it as a signature?
Yeah, it's my signature.
Even if there are 10.
Even if there are 50.
Yes.
Depend on the document. Because it's not every document I should. Because if I keep on signing the signature, and then you can trace it, and then you sign
so
it.
So you have the one that you signed on the checkbook.
No, Mr.
No, you sign it for me.
Mr. Spallu,
no,
you're seeking
me
to become a president.
No, I'm
so why are you sitting on public television and say that you
can't? No.
You're seeking,
it's
no,
not because I want to be president.
No,
it's not because I want to be president.
Uh-huh.
So I should lie. Not because I want to be president, I should pretend. I'm telling you, I said. You said Charlotte Osei is using law.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of
law
course.
Law in everything.
Yes.
So you have to prove to me in any acts, any law in this world, not even in Ghana, in this world, where it insists that a person should have only one signature. The person who signed is what we're talking about. It's not me. Are you okay? I'm telling you, those people are people, irregular people. I would say people who normally don't sign any document. So when you give them something to sign, they'll just sign anything. I don't have the person signature in my bosom to know that, oh, this is the kind of signature you signed last time. So this time around, you assign different signature. So if the person signs for me and goes to Mr. B and signs something, and you're not supposed to compare our books to know what enter into somebody's book. Who am I to know?
Yeah, but the person nominating you has engaged in an act of crime.
No, criminal act. No. That's
criminal,
nothing wrong.
And that is why you find sections of this same media report.
No, you are concluding something.
In the same statement by the EC, the EC proceeds to say that this will be reported to the police and the attorney general. There's an element of crime in there.
Let me tell you something. Even their laws, they read them and they don't understand. So if the EC now comes to tell me that somebody who signed for me went to sign for another person, and because of that you are disqualifying me, on what grounds? Because the person signed here a different signature and a different signature. Am I an angel or a spirit to know? No, am I a spirit to know what goes on in somebody's indoor?
What are you saying? In brief, what are you saying?
The EC have no basis to disqualify me. She has no basis to disqualify me. We are going to go to court on this, and I want the court to put injunction on the election. And this election, I don't think will come. Yeah, if the EC continues the way she's going, this election will not come.
IPP presidential candidate Kofi Akpaloo, a legal practitioner Kwame Waja, called for a judicial review into the matter. He, however, said dragging the issue to court, as many of the affected candidates are planning, will not affect the December 7 voting date.
Once she has not accepted it, I think the next, avenue or the next channel of communication here is going to be the law court, where you have to go for a judicial review of an administrative action. But you see, Madam Chalato said something clever. She says that it is not an exercise of discretion where she would determine whether or not she would accept Mr. Akpaloo's document or would not accept Mr. Akpaloo's document. She says that, strictly speaking, I think that she is a positivist. When you have such a person sitting in the saddle, the person looks at the law stricto sensu and says that the law says provide B here, the law says put A here. Now, if she doesn't find these things, she thinks that you haven't adequately met the tenets of her regulation tells us to do. So that's exactly what she has done. I find it interesting. I think this woman has been a bit thorough, given the fact that in order to back the refusal, she has come out with clearly issues which affect every one of them. It's not like a Chinese dress where one size will fit all. She says that in the case of Mr. Palo, this is the reason. In the case of Ekwe Adonkor, this is the reason. In the case of Park Osindium, this is the reason, etc. Et
if Mr. Palo, for instance, yes. proceeds to court,
yes.
is that not likely to affect the December date? And if it does, that obviously then will affect the 6th January date for Parliament, the 7th for the presidential swearing-in, and so on.
He's questioning whether or not there are legal prescriptions with respect to the dates that somebody should show in. But it looks as if that's what we've been doing over time, you know, and whether or not we have to shift them. But I'm saying that any judge before whom some of these matters will come, and assuming that it will go to court, or assuming that it is in court, I'm sure that the Chief Justice and others would want to possibly make it a day-to-day hearing and would tell the parties that, look, we'll start the hearing next week. Every evidence that you have in regards to this matter for me to make a determination by the close of the week, please put them forward. So when you go, it's going to be a day-to-day hearing, and I'm sure that it should be disposed of. This should not be a matter that I don't sound prophetic that if they should go to court, things will shift beyond, say, January 7th, February, etc. But I know, as far as I'm concerned, that this country and the way things have gone, if anybody should kickstart any judicial process, I'm sure we'll be within the ambit of time.
Kwame Waja is a legal practitioner. A lecturer at the Ghana Institute of Journalism, Shaibu Yusuf, described the decision of the EC as a sad one for the country's democracy. He was, however, amazed that a party as experienced as the PNC was disqualified.
I took the news from the EC with mixed feelings. One, that of sadness, and one, that of excitement. I was saddened because at a time when we are trying to encourage multi-party system in this country, that is where political parties are being, you know, disqualified from getting the opportunity to contest. And I'm sure the framers of the 1992 constitution, wherever they find themselves, will not be happy, because that is something they were trying to encourage, you know, to make sure that we have a lot of people putting themselves up, you know, to compete for, you know, political positions in this country. So on that note, I think it was a sad day for, you know, Ghana's, you know, democracy. Another point that made me sad was the fact that the way political parties organize themselves in this country, it was a day of shame for, you know, political parties and the way they go about their activities. Particularly, I will single out a political party like the People's National Convention, the PNC. This is about the fifth time Edward Mahama was making an attempt to the presidency. So this is not the first time. And of course, he ought to be abreast with the rules. So for his party to be disqualified based on some of these basic administrative lapses, for me, beats my, you know, imagination. Sincerely, I can't really, you know, think through. There are some of them who are going, you know, who are contesting for the second time. And I'm sure this thing should, you know, should have been a problem, I mean, for them. I was happy for the news because, for once, I can say that our democratic institutions are beginning to be very, very assertive and in making sure that the rules are adhered to. One challenge of this country is that we have all the laws, but implementing them is the problem. I can tell without a fear of contradiction that in, you know, in previous, you know, elections, I'm sure some of these lapses came up, but they were overlooked.
Shaibu Yusuf is a lecturer at the GIJ.
Meanwhile, the governance expert, Professor Bafo Ajimanduia, has commended the EC for the bold decision, saying that is how an independent institution must work in a democracy. He spoke to George Ankra.
I think in the end we'll find who has new levels in that. But I think it's interesting to note that the UC has been very meticulous in reviewing these application forms for candidates and has tried to just enforce the laws and regulations as required. In that respect, I think it is good that at least one state institution seems to be taking the laws and regulations for their work seriously. One of the weakest links in our democracy so far has been poor enforcement of laws and regulations, and that has really has been breeding disorder and indiscipline in our society. And I wish if all state institutions could do what the EC has done, we can begin to see some order and discipline in the way we do things in the country. So in that respect, I will personally commend the Electoral Commission for doing that. However, I'm also understand that as some people are saying, that perhaps the whole process for finalizing or confirming candidates perhaps was not exhausted, and that according to the law, parties and candidates must have had some consultations with the EC, and there must have been some time given to them to rectify the anomalies of the application. Should this be so, then of course we are going to have a serious, huge legal wranglings ahead of us. I think the constitutionality or legality for rejecting some of these candidates will be seriously contested. That is to say, if the legal process or requirements were not fully complied with by the Electoral Commission, and that perhaps will throw the whole election process out of gear, and that's where perhaps the danger will. So we have to wait and see whether the rejected candidates have very solid legal ground to contest the decision of Electoral Commission.
From the grapevine, they are going to court from tomorrow.
I will not be surprised, because, you know, this has been what we've been witnessing for these past several months. Unfortunately, our Electoral Commission finds itself being taken to court on all kinds of issues, which in itself also reflects something that we need to talk about another time. Why is it that the electoral process has been contested so much? Is the Electoral Commission doing something wrong, or are people just taking delight in the litigation? Whatever it is, we need to sort it out. But I think there's a greater problem that we need to confront as a democracy. Because when you think of it, why should we wait all this while, with barely 2 months to election, before this bombshell? I think it could be too late for the upcoming election. But the Electoral Commission, I think, must seriously review how it does its business. You know, the filings for candidacy and all the other requirements could be met several months, if not a year, ahead of the election. And I think if all these things have been done before now, we will have some time to rectify anomalies and difficulties that we may be encountering. But to wait till the last 2 months, I think that's where the problem is.
Professor Bafo Ajimandia is a governance expert. Mixed reactions have greeted the Electoral Commission's disqualification of 12 out of 17 presidential aspirants. Radio Ghana has sampled the views of a cross-section of the public on the streets of Accra, while some are of the view that Dr. Ndum of the PPP deserves a chance to be part of the presidential race. Others agree with the EC's decision to disqualify them, saying the race is a serious one.
First of all, remember this is that yesterday when I saw the news, I was very shocked. From the beginning, the money is too much. Is it 1,000 Ghana cedis? Wow, the disqualification is not correct. Why from the beginning, we didn't bring this issue? See, last hour, they bring some articles saying, they decide they are this well, or they are this thing, that people are not correct. You see, have to allow them to go and make correction.
I think it is good. I see it to be very good, because someone like Ekwea Donko is bringing a tarnish to Ghanaian politics. Because even signature, he can't sign. I don't understand why Ekwea Donko to be part of Ghanaian politics. Certain people have to go off.
The rules that they put in order, they didn't abide by the rules. That's why they disqualified them. So for me, it's okay by me. If they had gone by the rules, like, they would have been accepted.
To me, I don't have any idea. I don't know why they disqualified them. I don't know why this qualification come. They say they for pay some money, and so long. I know this party, they have the money to make this thing, and so long. But I don't know the investigation where they made.
Oh, actually, I think if it is the law that is taking its course, then it is in order. Because I think it's about time that we are governed by rules and processes. If some of them claim that they were not notified, I don't think that they have a real case there. Because I believe that when they submitted their documents, electoral officer in charge would have gone through those documents before accepting them. And I also believe that it would have come to light all these issues that we are discussing now. So if they find them wanting and there's a mistake in it, I think it's about time we put our foot down, then the law has to take its course.
A cross-section of the public expressing their views on the disqualification of 12 presidential candidates by the EC.